All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Dan Tallarico, and I'm with
Joe Casabona.
And we're at WordCamp Lancaster. And you gave a great talk about responsive design. Let me talk a little bit about that.
Okay. In December, I had a book published through Peach Pit New Writers called Responsive Design with WordPress. So it's kind of been like all-consuming for me for the last year and a half, maybe. And it's a really awesome topic. I got into responsive design when Ethan Marcotte wrote about it, and I thought that WordPress like really lent itself to making better user-friendly responsive designs, like making it easier. So I figured I'd put a book together on it and then, you know, kind of go on a WordCamp speaking tour about it. So.
Yeah, I mean, pretty insightful, especially, you know, the way people use the web these days, right? With so many different devices, it's almost more important than ever, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, not only that, but WordPress powers about 21% of the web. So, you know, people are definitely going to be hitting your site on, or hitting WordPress sites in general on an iPhone or some Android phone. You know, Samsung has, I think, everything from like a 4-inch device to like a 10-inch device. So, with the device versatility or, you know, depth, it's responsive design is really important.
So is this something that you see, you know, clients, small businesses, like, asking about? Or do they know they need this yet? Or is there still some awareness?
Yeah, so I'm actually really excited because in late 2013, I had clients asking me for, they didn't say responsive design, but they said they wanted their websites to work on mobile devices. And I'm like, yes, like responsive design's like winning the weird UX war that's going on right now. So clients are definitely asking about it.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
All right, any parting thoughts? Where do you think responsive design goes from here? You know, what's the future look like?
I think, you know, as we get more, let's say, pixel-dense displays, responsive's going to move towards that way. A List Apart last year, you know, put out an article saying, like, hey, we've really focused on the small screen, but what about the big screen? And with Apple TV and things like Chromecast, people are going to be looking at websites on 60 or 70-inch screens. So, you know, how do we accommodate for that? So I think that's, like, the next big question in responsive design.
All right. Cool. So, thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.